You're listening to Next Stop CPA, the official podcast for the CPA exam, brought to you by the AICPA.
Welcome to another episode of Next Stop CPA. I'm Lauren, and today I'm joined by Ralph Albert Thomas, CEO of the New Jersey State Society of CPAs. Ralph's going to share with us today what a state society is, why its relationship to the CPA profession is so important, and some of the benefits you, as a future CPA, receive from joining your local state society. Ralph, thank you for being here with us today. Let's get started. So, Ralph, thank you for being here with us today.
And well, thank you, Lauren, for having me.
So let's just get right to it. So, Ralph, tell us a little bit about yourself and what a state society is and what its relationship to the CPA profession is.
Sure. Well, the New Jersey Society of CPAs is the third oldest state society behind New York and Pennsylvania. So what are state societies and their relationship to the CPA profession? We're a professional membership association for CPAs and aspiring CPAs. So that means that we have, as members, those individuals that are have a license, are licensed CPAs, CPA candidates, and then another category that we have is a category for students. And so there's a state society in each state, and also the territories throughout the United States. And we're really three organizations in one. We're a membership organization that provides benefits to our members and individuals. We're a professional organization that supports the accounting profession, and a business group that supports the business community in our state, because we're always looking to see how we can improve the business economy here in New Jersey and working with our members in that regard.
And you mentioned that it's not just for CPAs, it's for aspiring CPAs. This can include candidates and
absolutely
students.
Because in order to become a CPA, you need to pass the CPA exam. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of resources and things that we do for students and for CPA candidates.
Can you tell us a little bit more about specifically what the student and candidate member benefits are?
Sure.
Since many of our listeners are probably wondering.
One of the things that we're real, real proud of is that we probably have the largest scholarship fund in the country amongst other state societies. In fact, this year we'll be probably giving away somewhere in the neighborhood of $350,000 or awarding $350,000 to students who are high school seniors and those that are juniors and above in college. But we've always been felt that, you know, if we want to have CPAs, we got to do some things to help those individuals become CPAs. So providing scholarships with where tuitions are today, you know, the scholarships we provide really help young people pursue their desires to become an accounting graduate and also to become a CPA. So we do that. And then we try to do a number of other things with our scholarship recipients. We try to connect them to a mentor, someone that's already a CPA in the profession that can help provide guidance to them in terms of their career options and somebody that they can reach out to when they're, you know, maybe being challenged as to whether they want to go into public accounting or private industry or nonprofit or looking at other opportunities where CPAs may be attracted to.
Okay. And the state societies you mentioned, there's one in every state. These are separate bodies from the AICPA.
Absolutely. We're separate bodies, but we collaborate a lot with the AICPA on a number of fronts, from advocacy, particularly as we look at legislation in our respective states to try to make sure that legislation that's being considered, whether it be from a tax standpoint or public policy standpoint, that it doesn't in fact impact our members or the clients that they serve, because that's very important. And that's become a role that state societies have gotten more engaged in with. In the past, I think we were more reactive, and now many of us are being more proactive that we're out in front on these issues so that we can perhaps make a difference and sway some things so that there aren't the unintended consequences that come out of public policy and some legislation that is not. For example, in New Jersey, one of our big challenges is our taxes here, our tax base. And so we've been working very hard with our members to try to address that and provide, you know, some suggestions and recommendations to the administration here and legislators about how they can do things differently.
As a New Jersey resident, I thank you for what you're doing, fighting that good fight. And now for any candidates who are members of your society, what are some of the more common questions that you get asked from them? Are there activities they'd like to see planned or certain programs put on?
Well, for our members, it certainly is that they have CPE requirements. So we help them fulfill those obligations by running somewhere in the neighborhood of almost 400 programs a year through the state society. And we have 11 chapters here in New Jersey. But we also run programming for, you know, for the candidates and also for our student members. We meet twice a year with academia so that we make sure that they're aware of the changes that are taking place, because today change is very rapid in today's marketplace. So we want to make sure that they are aware of what's taking place so that they can properly inform their students, particularly as it relates to the CPA exam. Mm-hmm. And that's really how our academic forums really started, because we knew that the exam would change periodically, so we wanted to make sure. And now it's changing even at a little faster pace because of the onset of having more to do with evaluations, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. I think the number of multiple choice questions have been reduced, and so the test is being structured to make people think critically.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's important for faculty to know, so that they can adjust their curriculums to be to mirror that, mm-hmm. so that students are coming out with the competencies that will allow them to have an opportunity to pass the CPA exam. So we're very focused on that in terms of we have a dedicated staff member that goes out and does a presentation at the four-year institutions here in New Jersey. We generally try to get some of our members to go out so that the students will understand what today's profession is like. And so we try to bridge that.
And that was my next question. Yeah.
Also with the faculty members, because they're focused a lot on research and whatnot, but they have the most contact with young people. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that they are aware of what's taking place in the profession so that they can communicate that to the students. And as the students come out and graduate, they're going to be future ready, so to speak, mm-hmm. in today's profession, because it's very important as a CPA. And, you know, starting my career almost 40 some years ago, mm-hmm. it's amazing all the changes that have taken place, and the rapid pace of the change has increased as well. So we try to do a number of things to help students navigate the CPA process.
I mean, it sounds like there's some great reason for our listeners, like I said, many of whom are students still or
right.
candidates, young professionals, to look into this. And where can they get more information about joining their state society?
Well, certainly on our website, www.njcpa.org. And we just revamped our website, so I think it's a lot more user-friendly and member-friendly and easier to navigate. So that ought to be helpful to students. And the big thing is that membership in the society for students is free.
Oh.
So you have nothing to
Yeah.
and everything to gain. And I know a lot of students have used it to reach out to members if they have a project that they're working on, that they have to make a presentation. They've been able to get information and input from members out there. So it's been very helpful for them. And then the other thing that I think is we try to provide resources for the students. And doing some meetings with firms, we learned that firms were having difficulty identifying interns, so we created an intern board. So students can post their resumes up on the intern board, and then firms can go out and see who might be someone that they would want to pick for an internship. Previously, this used to have to always been done face-to-face, and with smaller firms, they have some difficulty in getting out to schools. Because of a smaller staff, you know, people wearing multiple hats there. So this gives them an opportunity to be able to access information about students, and vice versa. The students can come on and take a look at our website. Our firms are registered. They have a site with office that can tell you type of firm, what areas that they specialize in, whether there's a, you know, a language need or whatever. So it's great that we can provide that that connection between our members and students so that they could get job opportunities. And then one of the other things that we're very proud, besides of our scholarship fund, is the Career Night program that we have. Because when I first came to the society, one of the challenges that our smaller firms had was going, you know, the inability to get out to universities because there were smaller staffs. But more importantly, having to compete, you know, with the big firms. Mm-hmm. And so this Career Night program that we established are really for some firms below the big four and the major firm area. It gives them an opportunity to come out and look at talent to find out what's out there. And, you know, as I tell people, everybody's not suited for the large firms or for, you know, the big firms and private industry. So it gives students an opportunity to see what other opportunities are out there. We also have some schools that come because they have programs to help them meet their 150-hour requirement.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are some incredible programs you guys offer through the New Jersey State Society. Many of our listeners may be considering joining New Jersey One. Do you happen to know if all the other state societies offer similar programs to that?
I think a lot of them do. A lot of my colleagues have scholarships that they offer as well. They have programs where they interact with students in high school. Mm-hmm. We do that too. We have that program where our members go out and talk to students who are interested in majoring in accounting or they have accounting programs within their high school.
No, I mean, so, you know, for everyone listening out there today, I hope, you know, you see this as a great resource. And maybe if you're still in school, you've had a representative come to your school to talk to you about the state societies. But if not, you know, go online, check it out, see if it's something for you. But it sounds like, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, especially if you are a student. Many of the state societies are free to you as a student member.
And I think quite a few of the state societies have free membership for students. So they have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Exactly, exactly. And so, Ralph, before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to add, any words of encouragement to our listeners, many of whom are actively pursuing their license right now?
Sure. I think that a couple tidbits or wisdom items to take away is for students majoring in accounting, take the CPA exam right away. I know I see we have conversations with many students and they say, oh, I want to take some time off. I want to do this. In today's environment with all the changes that's taking place and the requirements, it's very difficult to study for the exam and also fulfill your work requirements. Mm-hmm. And so I can really attest to that because it took me a while to pass the CPA exam. I think it's an exam that has a lot to deal with book knowledge. So taking it right away, making that sacrifice to get it out of the way, an individual who does that will look back and say, I am so glad that I did that. Mm-hmm. I think, too, getting involved with your state society. State societies have a lot to offer, you know, the opportunity to, you know, get a mentor, the opportunity to be able to connect with members. And I think the opportunity to get a taste of what the profession is really like in today's environment. And I think because in many other state societies, that student membership is free, what do you have to lose? And I think, you know, we do in New Jersey, we're now focused on a new initiative that we have is a CPA exam lottery, where we put students in who are not getting reimbursed from their firms or whatever, because the cost of taking the exam has gone up, particularly if you want to take one of the review courses. When you combine that with the application fees and the cost for each part of the exam, you could be approaching $5,000 if you want to take one of the national review courses. So we felt that we needed to try to provide assistance in that. And so our scholarship fund, we're doing a pilot program on that. We learned that from one of our sister states that we're doing a pilot program. So these are the things that I think are important to ensure that we have the kind of leadership in the profession going forward. So if we want more CPAs, we got to do things to help them get there.
Well, thank you. I mean, it sounds like, you know, for our listeners joining a state society, it's a great resource, great way to stay connected to the profession, but also, you know, to stay on top of where the profession's going and for some Absolutely. Being able to give back as well.
And I always have a famous saying when I go out to talk to people about the CPA profession, and I just say it's a great day to be a CPA.
Well, thank you so much, Ralph. Really appreciate your time, and stay tuned for the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Next Stop CPA. Got an idea for an upcoming episode topic, or just want to let us know what you think of the podcast? Share your thoughts with us at nextstopcpa@aicpa-cima.com. And don't forget to visit aicpa.org/CPA exam for the latest exam info.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.